So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Chayma be'erchin mibbe nedar. Keitzat. In the following halacha, erchin is more stringent than nedar. Ha'ayma erke alayva mei, siit nu hayershin. If a person took on his erich and died, his heirs are obligated to pay the erich to hektish, because erchin is a set amount that does not require an assessment. While tamei alayva mei, siit nu hayershin, shein dam la meisim. If he took on his value and died, his heirs are not obligated to pay because dam requires an assessment and a dead person has no value and we did not assess him retroactively. The Gemara offers three explanations as to why in the ratio regarding Erichin the Yershin must pay for the obligation of the deceased. Either because the Mishnah holds Milva Peg Gevim in the Yershin, even an undocumented loan creates a lien on the deceased properties and can be collected from the heirs, or perhaps the Mishnah holds Milva Al Peh in a Gevim in the Yershin. However, Milva Ksuv Baterik Ksuv Bishtar Damya, an obligation imposed by the Torah such as Hektish Ve'erichin carries the weight of a documented loan, which certainly creates a lien. Or perhaps the Mishnah holds Milva Ksuv Baterik Lavka Ksuv Bishtar Damya. However, the Mishnah is a case of Kish Amad Bedin. Bezin already issued a ruling requiring the father to pay, and the ruling of Bezin creates a lien. And even so, only in the case of Erki Allah, Yitnu Hayarshim, because Loi Mechusav Aleklum, the father was able to pay the Erich immediately. While in the case of Dami Allah, Loi Yitnu Hayarshim, because Mechusav Umdina, the father was not able to pay the Dhamma until Bezin makes an assessment, and Ein Dham Lamesa. Mishnah continues, Erich Yodah Be'erich Ragli Allah, Loi Mechlum. If one took on the erich of his hand or foot, the erich is not effective. While erich reishiv, erich kvedi alai, noisin erich kulei. If he took on the erich of a vital organ such as his head or his liver, the erich is effective, and he gives the erich of his whole body. As the Mishnah summarizes, zeh haklal, davash ha'nesham etzfluye boy, noisin erich kulei. For the erich of any vital organ, even the leg above the knee, one gives the erich of the whole person, because the pasuk states, be'erkecha nefashis. The word nefashis implies davash ha'nesham etzfluye boy, a vital organ alone accomplishes erich. Mishnah continues, Chetzi Erkei Olai, Noisin Chetzi Erkei. If one took on half of his Erech, he pays only half the amount of the Erech. While Erech Chetzi Olai, Noisin Erech Kulei. If he took on the full Erech of his half, he pays the full amount. Because half a person is considered a Davash and a Shamat Luyibai. The Gemara says to Yisrael Yehuda who disagrees and holds even Chetzi Erkei Olai, Noisin Erech Kulei. One who took on half of his Erech pays the full amount, because Gzerech Chetzi Erkei Oti, Otuch Erech Chetzi. There's a concern that one might confuse Chatzi Erki with Erech Chetziyai. Similarly, Chatzi Dami Olai, Nisin Chatzi Damav. If one took on half his worth, he pays only half the amount. While Dmei Chetziyai Olai, Nisin Dmei Kulei. If one took on the full value of his half, he pays the full amount because the pasuk states, Ned de Be'erkech HaNafashis, comparing Dam Terechim. And therefore, Zahakal, Davash HaNasham Etzluyibai, Nisin Dmei Kulei. The Gemara proceeds with the Machlokes in the case of Hamerech Chatzi Erech Kli. The person who took on half the Erech of a utensil. And the Gemara explains, there's no machlekes in the case of Ba'ima Erech Kli Olai, Noisin Danim. If he took on the Erech of a utensil, all agree he gives its full value to Hektish, because Eino Demaitit Rabbel Vatala, a person does not make a halachic statement in vain. Machlekes is only in the case of Hamarech Chetzi Erech Kli, took on half the Erech of a utensil. Ramea holds, as before, Noisin Danim. He must give half the value of the Kli to Hektish, because Eino Demaitit Rabbel Vatala. While the Chacham hold Loi Merklum, he does not give anything to Hektish. Because they concur with Reb Shimon who holds Shleis Nadiv Kederchem Es Nadiv, a neder that was made in an irregular fashion is not effective, and Kule Urchil Es Naduve Palge Lav Urchil Es Naduve. It's common to donate the full value of a kli, but it's not common to donate half the value of a kli. The Mishnah concludes: Oimer Erker Shall Play Nilai Mesa Noyde Behani To Yitnu Hayershin. If one took on the erich of another person, and both the neder and the neder died, the heirs of the neder must pay the erich. However, Dam of Shall Play Nilai U Mesa Noyder Yitnu Hayershin. If he took on the value of another person, it depends. If the neder died, his heirs are obligated to pay even though Bezin did not complete the umdna on the neder, because this is also a case of the Amad Bedin, in which Ishtabudi Ishtabdi Nichsi V'umdna Guluya Milsa Ba'amahu. There was a lien on the neder's assets before he died, and the umdna is merely to assess the exact amount. While Mesa neder Lo'it Na'ayishim She'in Dam La'Mesa. If also the neder died, the heirs are not obligated to pay because the neder currently has no value. Zok the Mishnah, Shar Za'ilo Obayza, Karban Mesa, Shar Benachla Bayez, Patim Alashalom. If a person donated a specific ox for a Karban Oilo, or a specific house to Bedega Bayez, and then the ox died, or the house collapsed, he's exempt from compensating Hektish because he did not take on a nether obligation for these items. Rather, it's merely a Nedava for which one is not Chayy Bechor Yusai, he's not responsible to replace it. However, Shar Za'ilo Oilo Obayza, Olai Karban, Mesa, Shar Benachla Bayez, Chayy Alashalom. If he made a neder to donate the specific ox or house, and then the ox died or the house collapsed, he must compensate Hektish because he took on the neder for these items, which was not fulfilled. And for a neder, one is Chayav Bechor Yusai, he is responsible to replace it. Rav makes the following distinction in the Seif. He must compensate Hekdesh only if he specified to give the worth of these items to Hekdesh, because as Rashi explains, Hadam lo yavdu, the worth of these items was not lost. However, Amr Sherze Olai Oila, Einachai Bachar Yusai, if he specified to give the actual items to Hekdesh, he's exempt from compensating Hekdesh, because Olai Laviyah Kama. The word Olai does not apply a neder for an obligation, but rather Olai implies a neder to deliver these items to Hekdesh, which he did fulfill. However, the Gemara questions Reb Chiya Bar Rav from the following brisa that discusses three cases. If one specified to bring a specific ox for a carbon oila, the shur becomes hektish, and therefore one who benefits is liable for me'ila. And if the shur died or was stolen, he's exempt from compensating hektish because he did not take on a neder but a nedava. If he made a neder to bring the specific shur for a carbon oila, the shur becomes hektish, and one is liable for me'ila. And meisay nignev chay becher yusay. The shur died or was stolen, he must compensate hektish because he did take on a neder. If he made a neder to bring the worth of the shur for a carbon oila, the shur does not become hektish, and one is not liable for me'ila. And meisay nignev inachay becher yusay. Avul chay becher ay is damav. If the shur died or was stolen, he's exempt from compensating hektish. But if after he sold the shur, the money was stolen, he must compensate hektish. This price does not differentiate between shur ze olai oila and demei shur ze olai oila, as Reb Chiya Bar Rav did. The Gemara answers that according to Reb Chiya Bar Rav, we must say that all the Brisa's cases refer to demei, and the distinction between the last two cases is as follows. The Reish is the case of the Amr Yakdash Asher Ladamab. He stated that the shur's worth should immediately become hektish. Therefore, mei is chayv bachbar yusai because the hektish was effective. While the Seif is the case of the Amr Likshivu Damab Yikdashu. He stated that only after the shur is sold, the money should become hektish. Therefore, meis in the chayim bachar yusa, because since the shur was not sold, the hektish was not effective. But even so, chayim bachar is damav, because the brisa is remei who holds other makdash davish label oilam, a person can contribute an anticipated item to hektish.